Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. And hey, Happy New Year. We're in 2018 now, and I'm just so excited. I'm going to bring my wonderful co-host, Miss Amy Frost. How are you doing tonight?
Happy New Year! Woo!
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think we need our sound boxes that like the claps and cheers and all the wonderful things we have. So that would be really wonderful. We're already. Oh, what? What was that?
You're getting listen.
That was easy. Yes, it was.
So that's what I want this year to be. That was easy.
Yes, that was easy. All of us could be saying that. That was easy. That's a great idea. Yeah, tonight we're going to be talking about positive intentions. Uh-huh.
I have that. That was easy. So it's kind of my little version of visioning. So, you know, first off, what I do is I do this.
Off with your head!
When I'm upset. And then I do my easy button.
If you go into her office, she has all these little toys that make sounds and things like that. So depending on the mood and what's going on, they can assist her in making sure she's creating those intentions of what she wants or doesn't want. So it's all good. So, you know, all of us.
I got my sister. It can assist her. I got my sister right here.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. I like that. Yeah, so tonight we're going to talk about positive intentions, and I just got really intrigued finding out, like, right around New Year's Eve, that this year in the Chinese astrology, it's going to be the year of the Earth Dog. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. I think that's going to be a great conversation. And just kind of play with it for the different things for working with intentions and things like that. So the year of the dog, we've been in fire for the last two years. We had the dragon, and we also had the cock. So there you go. And they're both fire-driven because there's the fire elements along with the animal when you look at the Chinese astrology. And we're getting into an earth dog, which I think is really, really great. So I looked up in Japanese, the JapaneseTime.com, and it was talking about the Chinese New Year. And actually, the New Year rotates every 60 years. It goes into these different cycles with the elements. And I think it's just really interesting. But for the year of the earth dog, it says those – it's going to be showing people who can show generosity to others will have really great benefits throughout the year. And it's really going back to canine traits. So really looking at the aspects of, you know, having a dog in your life. And I just thought it was really interesting because along with that, when I Googled it, there was a whole great article about the health benefits of having a dog. And just kind of looking at that, I thought it was so interesting because it went along with some of the traits and things that you would want to have for having a dog around, some of the benefits of having the year of a dog. So I think that was something great. So, Amy, you jump in here at any time.
Well,
to get some of this information out here.
So kind of, you know, looking at what we're stepping into this year and what do we want to own. And, you know, when you talk about the, you know, the year of the dog, what kind of dog would you be? And, you know,
would you want to have? Or if you're going to be a dog, what would that be? And if you're going to have a dog, what would that be? I've had a couple Cocker Spaniels. And I have to say that they're a really great breed and just a really lovely dog to have. They're loyal and sweet and playful and, all these kinds of wonderful things having the Cocker Spaniel around. So, I don't know. I think I might want a Cocker Spaniel year. That might be pretty cool. How about you?
Well, I definitely would say the dog that I have, he's a Maltese Papillon. So he's got the ears and he's just the sweetest thing ever. And he definitely is that. He's just pure love. And I have to say, when I think about dogs, I don't necessarily think about the breed particularly, but the most prevalent thing is that unconditional love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Because that's one thing when you know, with just like looking at this, it's so great because it really reminds you about, you know, they say it's, you know, who are the five people that you have significantly around you that really says who you are and how your life is. And boy, I think when it comes to looking at the different aspects of the dog as a metaphor, there's just so many good things that you can really just kind of step back a little bit and say, yeah, who are the people who have those things or that I want to be bringing into my life as having that be a positive intention that I want to have for my life. So just playfully, you know, looking at this, but I think there's some things to this as well. So that article with the health benefits of having a dog, it says, you know, it makes our heart stronger literally when you have a dog around because it helps to lower your blood pressure, your cholesterol, triglycerides, and they've shown that, you know, having dogs in your life actually lowers your risk of having heart attacks. And if you think about having loyalty and having just something you can rely on, having something that you know is loving you unconditionally, that does give you a lot of peace of mind in a sense of being able to do the things you need to do in your life, you know. And I think there's also that whole thing about, you know, it says you're having more purpose in your life about how to having something that, you know, that you love that's loving you back unconditionally. I think there's such a nurturing thing that comes with that and just having a person or actually a dog in your life. It also says it's good for having a fit and an active life. So it's about, you know, what I really took from that is that, you know, one thing I've heard just from different spiritual teachers and things like that, and just kind of looking at what's going on with just projections for the year, you know, the whole thing for this year is about having passion, but the movement of that and moving forward in your life is so important. It kind of seems like an obvious answer, but there's something really going on about, you know, having things being put down that no longer serve you and really taking up your dreams and being able to propel them forward. I think that's really been something that's been out there for really encouraging people. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit about, you know, if I've had these dreams that I've been sitting on forever, how long, you know, how would I be able to take that and make it into some positive intentions and some of the tools and some of the techniques that I think would be beneficial for people to know?
Well, I think let's just to finish up with the dog. I think a couple of traits that are really important are loyalty, certainly that unconditional mm-hmm. love, the ability to be trained, and to work, you know, in a pack. So I think those mm-hmm. things are going to be really important this year. I want to start off with a quote, a book that I'm reading that I'm really loving. It's by Chip Gaines. Called Capital Gains, and his subtitle is Smart Things I Learned Doing Stupid Things. And he and his wife Joanna have built quite an empire. And this comes, you know, straight out of his book. He says, I'm convinced that seeing the bad in the world and in people isn't difficult or wise or insightful. It's lazy. Finding the good in every scenario typically takes a lot more work, but the rewards of peace and joy and hope are so worth the effort. And I think that's certainly an attitude that's my set point. It's your set point too. And several people that are key in our lives, that is where they start from. And so I think having that kind of attitude can really serve you well in this coming year, because it's easy to find fault with situations and people and experiences that are happening. And I want to challenge myself and anybody who wants to join me in how do we stay in that place of finding a way to find the good. And that doesn't mean that you don't, you know, have sadness with things that have happened or haven't happened, but, you know, what is the lesson here for me? How am I going to grow in this situation? Well, dealing with whatever is going on for you with that, too. And you talked a little bit about letting go. And what I'm seeing is several people that I'm working with and I'm close to, it looks like they're making drastic changes in their lives. But I suspect that these are things that have been building up for a long time. So if you're finding, as you're really stepping into your purpose, as you're standing into what's important to you, there will be people that are not going to be there any longer or going to be there in new ways. We may be leaving jobs and maybe leaving relationships And I want to support all of us in doing that in as kind a way as possible. But what I see is, as people are stepping up, things are shifting around them. And I think we need to become comfortable with that, to be a good change agent, because the world is just changing faster and faster. And have you noticed that for yourself with your business and your life, Robin, about changes happening?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one thing I've really always appreciated, you know, having a flower shop, is that having a small business, you can change on a dime. And sometimes it's literally necessary to change on the dime. But I'll tell you, with just everything that's been happening, just with technology and just with people even in their mindsets and their perspective, the way they're seeing how things have been and how they want to be in the future, there's definitely being a lot of changes. And I'm even seeing that with just the up-and-coming holidays and stuff like that that are coming in. So it's definitely something where you want to take an idea and really implement it as quickly as possible, so people can benefit from that, because it's something that they're really craving, or just seeing that that's the way they, you know, want to move forward.
And being able, like you're saying, to turn on a dime and, you know, seeing trends and seeing what your customers need, and even seeing new customers, right, and doing things in new ways. And having the courage to shift and then stop doing things when they're you feel them not going to be working anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's a biggie right there, you know, because it's when it comes to the status quo isn't there anymore, for sure, on a lot of different ways. That's the way things have worked in the past. Yeah.
Right.
So, you know,
what people are buying,
right,
what's important to people, what isn't important to people. And, you know, even let's just cite one particular thing where, you know, a lot of online stuff. And so that's really changing the scope of relationships, it's changing the scope of businesses. But I'm also seeing a backlash where I went to the Student Vets of America conference in San Antonio this last week. And this most amazing mentoring program, where in 2 minutes you can become a mentor, or you can get a mentor and get support. I mean, that's really a wonderful thing. And I want people to take advantage of those kinds of things, but also knowing it's really important to have that face-to-face connection and having relationships that really support you. And I think we've kind of got away from that. And I'm seeing people wanting to be in circles, girlfriends' circles. I don't know if you caught this, but Shasta Nielsen, for the first time in 10 years, starting on 1 January, is offering the Girlfriend Circles membership for free to see what's going to happen with that. She has training now and other things, so she can bring an income through that. And she wanted to try doing the free membership. So that's very courageous on her part. I signed up. We did a virtual book club on her book, Frentimacies, which you can go back and look at that. So that's another place you might look at is, like, so here she's adapting and changing. Maybe try being part of the girlfriend circles, and maybe try adding some new people into your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great idea. And I really agree with you that, you know, that's one thing with, you know, being a florist, I'm really seeing how, you know, it's that personal connection that you're making with another through nature. And people are really getting that I've got people coming to me now that are wanting to have, like, you know, a monthly bouquet or a bi-monthly bouquets where they're bringing, you know, flowers home to their significant other, because they're really realizing that it's those small gestures of beauty that are really helping to, you know, benefit that relationship as well as the environment when they're bringing that into, you know, being together. I think it's just something that's very, very powerful that people are realizing the lack of not having that, and then bringing in how it can be such a subtle but yet powerful and sweet thing to be doing for another.
Well, I think that's
it. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, that's very cool. And noticing what are some ways that I can support people in really being connected with themselves and with each other. So, I get there's a lot of online stuff, but also know, too, that there's also this pull for handmade stuff and, you know, and bringing people together in circles and that kind of thing. So you got to find what, you know, what works for you. So what I found works for me, and you and I have done this, and you've used different names for it. So I'll just, you know, in terms of when you're looking at the next year, so let's take a minute and kind of walk through this exercise together. I don't know if you remember. Let me see, pull it up, that you had taken these three sets of goals and how you look at them. And here, I'm going to pull it up. I have it for you. I'll tell you what you called it, and I'll tell you what I called it. So, So looking at what is it that, you know, I'm going to do in 2018. So what I recommend is people write down three of these, but for right now we'll just write down one. We're just going to give you a little bit of time to play with this. So what I call them is, what are the things that you know you can do? So let's just kind of look at that for a minute, you know, and we're going to have you doing your homework, you know, while we're doing ours. But looking at, what are the things that I know I can do? So I know, and Robin, you called them, what are your doable things? So they were the same thing. What are the doables? So let's kind of look at that. What are the things I know I can do? For me, and with 2018, what I'm going to do is I am going to start blogging again. And I've already been looking at some, what are the names of, you know, what that'll look like. I was talking with my friend Katie Fitzgerald, one of our frequent co-hosts.
Our food guru.
She said, you know, you got to come up with categories. And so I certainly looked at career and work and leadership. And she said, she had a title that she would love me to do is Boundaries, Barriers, and Buttheads. So there you go.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So that's one thing that I know I can do. So what I'm going to do is set up a schedule like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday or something like that. And just, you know, and start, and then I can maybe start putting into categories. So what is something that you know you can do towards the goals you want to achieve this year, Robin? What's one thing you're doable?
Well, one thing that I've been loving and we've been talking about for the last few years is laughter yoga. And they've been doing a bunch of research about what that really does for the brain and being able to create things. And what they're really finding is in coming to that state, it actually creates a joy for the body and also for their mindset. And so I've been playing with the idea of calling it joy yoga.
And what
and,
is that?
What's
the doable part?
The doable part is presenting that with the laughter yoga and transforming that into something that would be its own identity, its own way of moving that forward and teaching it. And then I've been doing a lot of stuff with my flower wisdom. Yeah, my flower wisdom work and my flowerful living. And I've already been developing a series that's called Nurturing Through Nature and helping people to be connected in nature in ways that they hadn't really thought about when it comes to problem solving and all different kinds of stuff and using nature as a way of being able to be your wisest teacher. And through nature, I think the way that we can learn to be able to take that in a really balanced way and a way that really helps us to get grounded in the things that really matter to us. You're already using the metaphors for something like that and being nurtured by that. So I have connections with IEHP, and so that's something that we're going to be moving forward with that. Our sister Judy is really involved with them and been approached for, you know, bringing those kinds of classes and things like that to people for wellness programs.
Right. So those are some of the things that we know we can do that are doable. So now the next thing I call it is maybe I can do, and you call them stretchable goals. So let's kind of look at what are stretchables. So what are some, you know, what is something, let me see, that a maybe I can do. For me, there are several people that I really admire their work, and I want to approach them about doing work together. So the maybe part of that is I'm not sure which ones would be the ones that will be the right for me this year. But that's the maybe part. So what I need to do is start reaching out and say, these are the things that I want to do this coming year. I want to do work in the workplace, helping with their purpose and being resilient, and reach out in career development, reach out to those people and see what that looks like. So what's that maybe you can do this year, Robin?
Maybe I can lose the weight I've been wanting to lose.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Great.
So to make it something kind of like, it's like, cause I think, you know, and along with that too, is like, you know, just really inviting everybody to look at, you know, we always want to be job oriented or, you know, whatever. So it's those, all those relationships, you know, including, and especially with myself, cause I always love it when we do shows on self-care, because it's like, if I don't care for myself, I can't really help another. So, and looking at ways that, you know, to have that cleaner diet, to make it simpler and more enjoyable. And I recently got together with a couple of my friends, and we just basically kind of did a, we did a color create for 2008. And we just did crayons and had paper, and then had a whole bunch of books and stuff in front of us to kind of, you know, invite conversation and invite information to kind of come in. And it was really great, because we started it with this really clean meal that basically was just fruits and vegetables and a great salad and things like that. And boy, we all looked at each other like, this is like the best meal I've ever had, because it was just so natural and so delicious, but yet so simple, that we all kind of were blown away by it. And we kept talking about how wonderful everything tasted and how fresh and everything was. So, and I think it's coming back to the simple things, that those simple things that you have in life that you really can just pause and be able to look at one another and go, this is really great. You know, this is a great strawberry or whatever, you know, or this is great the way you prepared this and put this together kind of thing. So it's really stopping and acknowledging people. That's something that I've really kind of been doing through the holidays too, is just really looking sometimes when I see somebody doing something that I appreciate. I had a lady that I was having a conversation with, and the way that she spoke, she was very good about articulating her words, and the way she was very, very thoughtful about the way she spoke to somebody, make sure that she could be heard, and the conversation was really great. So I wound up pausing and just saying, you know, I really appreciate the way you articulate. She was like, oh, wow, thank you. But it's something that you really notice that when you've got people that, you know, talk fast or whatever, and if you can really value that. So, that, I mean, that's just something right off the top of my head that I can think of that was just something to appreciate or to look at it in just a different kind of a way, where you think about it, but you don't say anything to that person about what you're appreciating in the moment. And I think that's just something that really can help us to have those moments where you actually breathe. And let me take a second here and breathe and take in this moment and the fact that I have someone in front of me and I'm feeling connected. You know, I put my cell phone down and I'm really connecting and just seeing what's around me in a place of gratitude. So powerful.
Amen.
So I kind of had a list of some of the other things that there. Go ahead, Amy.
Well, we're not quite done yet. So,
okay, go.
So we're the things that we know we can do, things that we maybe can do. And now this last one is outrageous goals, and you called them epic goals, and I call them outrageous. So I have to say the most outrageous thing that I can think of to pull off this year is I'm working on a book with my friend Trinae called Loving into Strength, A Woman's Guide to Working with Women. And the outrageous part for me isn't the book, but loving into strength with not only women, but with everybody, and really defining what is, you know, loving, right? And making that what I do. And I can't think of anything more outrageous. And hopefully it'll be a very much I know I can do every day by this time next year.
Okay, that's cool. I'm not sure what my epic thing is yet, and I think that's a good okay answer too, because it's a matter of like allowing the year to unfold and to see what that, you know, what that feels, you know. To me, it needs to be something that just feels really exciting, and you know, you're stretching yourself a little bit to make it happen. So, you know, gonna, you know, ask spirit to show me what that's going to be. And I think, you know, it feels exciting, so that's good. And then we're moving in that direction, because I think that something's good when you're talking about, you know, the power of intentions or making general intentions. You know, sometimes it isn't a matter of being so, some would say that it's really important to really make it very detailed and you know, you can taste it and feel it and see it and all that, where you're actually in it. But to me, from what I've really learned, it's about being able to go into the feeling of that, and you're excited about it. You may not be able to have all the details, but when you project yourself, because we've talked in years past with the New Year's about, you know, projecting and having your future, you know, your potential future out there, and you're working from a future place and kind of catching up with yourself. So, you know, just along with that too, isn't like it feels very exciting. I think that's something to be able to take that and be able to follow that feeling until you meet it too. So I think that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So you had some things you wanted to chat about?
Well, I was still looking at the whole thing with the year of the dog. And again, a lot of it's just just the year in general and just the way, you know, I was, again, with just the continuing of that article with that JapaneseTime.com, you know, they were saying, you know, a couple of the spiritual guides that were there, their accounts, you know, with people doing personal coaching, self-coaching and stuff like that for people, they were talking about, you know, with the dog and the canine energy, you know, being faithful to your heart is the key. And I think that's something when it comes to being able to pursue your intentions as well, is really following your heart more than your head, and about how something feels and how you have a passion, or just a knowing. You know, I think a lot of times we don't talk about knowing and how important that is for something. You know, you get the sense about something and you can't say why, but you're just like, I just know this is what I need to do. And I think being able to follow that is just so important. So, you know, along with that, it's, you know, it's the kindness. I mean, I really love that. That seems to be a theme that I've been seeing lately, just in within, you know, a lot of different vehicles for communication, is just, you know, maybe be kind to one another. I think that's such an important thing of, you know, coming into this year and saying, you know, one of my goals is to be kind. And that could be kind and still communicate. That could be kind and not allow people to, you know, cross my boundaries. And that could be kind in a way of being able, I could say something hard to somebody that it's difficult to say, but I can do it in a kind way, that kind of thing, without being mean. Along with that, too, is being efficient. And this is really a year to be skilled in communication. And one thing I've been really coming across is really looking at relationships in a new way. And there's Esther Perel, P-E-R-E-L. I've been really looking at her on Facebook lately, or actually YouTube. She works with relationships, and she's got a couple of TED Talks out there that are really great about infidelity. But I think part of the infidelity that's been a real interesting thing is, you know, when it comes to, you know, whether you're the one who's cheated on or someone who's been, you know, that's cheated, one thing I thought that was really interesting with this whole thing about, and here we're talking about loyalty and being faithful and things like that, is that, you know, in being honest with yourself and another and being able to communicate, if you can let someone know how you really are, what happens is that you don't feel like you need to stray, because you're being authentic with yourself and that other person. So, you know, if you've got this long-term relationship that you've had, other ways that you've not allowed it to grow and to change and to be something, allow it to evolve and be into something else. And she says the most perfect relationships are ones where you feel like you've known each other in multiple relationships, because that's really how it could and should be, because you're really evolving and changing, and you're not the same person you were 5 years ago. So why wouldn't there be a different sense that, man, we're really different with each other now? It's a different kind of relationship. So to me, that's just really, really exciting.
And how does that relate for you?
That relates to me because it's a matter of, like we're talking about, when it comes to being able to come from just this new perspective, this new model of being, you know, in canine relationship with other people, it's being able to have big heart, being able to be loyal, being able to have it where you're willing to be generous with one another and have fair play. You talked about, you know, being in the pack and having that be with integrity and equality with one another. So just different kinds of mindsets, different kinds of ways that we make respect and we make an attitude of really, you know, seeing and supporting one another with the different things we're wanting to be having going on in the world. They're also saying that it's going to be the energy of protecting the home. And that really comes with, you know, looking at being able to see the bigger picture of, it's not just me, you know, it could be my home, but it could be my town, it could be my country, it could be my world, depending on what we want to do, for really, you know, stepping back and looking and seeing what's important to us. And I thought it was really cool that they were saying that, you know, the earth dog is also an animal that can bring peace. And boy, I thought that was really nice to have that be something that's really an important thing that we look at. So I said, rather than fear change, be open to things that are with the best possibility that we can't even imagine. So imagine that your best is out there and you can't even imagine it, because it's just not even in a paradigm that you've even realized that would be a possibility. So you can't even imagine it, but it's there wanting to fulfill you and bring you the perfect healthy body that you want, and having fun time with your loved ones and your family, and you're making easy, fun money. And, you know, there's just all these things that you do. And one thing that I think this next year, there'll be, you know, with the year, is being really coming from a place of speaking future. Like now, you know, now I, you know, life is fun for me, and I things come easily to me. And as you really put that out in the universe, you know, can come back and say, yeah, that's true. So I think that's something that we can really promote with it. So we're down to our last few seconds. So we'll be, anything you want to, you know, put out there, Amy, for just setting those, you know, special intentions and having it be something that could be powerful.
Yeah, I recommend spend at least a minute every day feeling what you want your year to feel like. And then ask yourself, what's one step that I can do to get there?
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. So we've got lots of shows coming up. We're going to start getting into the Cafe Book Club. We've already talked about some possible books that we're really excited that we're going to be bringing to everybody. So we're going to be talking about that on our next show. And if you have any ideas, any questions, comments, please just let us be knowing. And as always, we want to thank our international audience for joining us, because we just love being able to share this with you. So thank you, my dear sister. I love you, and glad you're always with me.
Well, I look forward to a great year.
So Happy New Year, everybody. And thank you for joining us here at the cafe. We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.